get the ski for a wheel. Santa gets gas and just watch her feel. Yeah, little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
It's little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick. Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer.
Run, run, reindeer.
He's hauling through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every pad with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick.
Christmas tree.
I have held the precious gift that love brings. Even though I never saw a Christmas star, I know there is a light. I have felt it burn inside, and I have seen it shining from afar.
Christmas is the time to come together, a time to put all differences aside,
and I reach out my hand to the family of men
to share the joy I feel.
Us all together. I would like to say a simple prayer. That at this special time, you will have true peace of mind and love to last throughout the coming.
Did you ever hear the story of the Christmas tree who just didn't want to change the show? He liked living in the woods and playing with squirrels. He liked icicles and snow. He liked wolves and eagles and grizzly bears and critters and creatures that crawl. Why, bugs were some of his very best friends, spiders and ants and all. Now that's not to say that he ever looked down on a vision of twinkling lights, or on mirrored bubbles and peppermint canes and a thousand other delights. And he often had dreams of tiny reindeer and a jolly old man in a sleigh full of toys and presents and wonderful things. And the story of Christmas Day. Oh, Alfie believed in Christmas, all right. He was full of Christmas cheer, all of each and every day, and all throughout the year. To him, it was more than a special time, much more than a special day. It was more than a beautiful story. It was a special kind of way. You see, some folks have never heard a jingle bell ring, and they've never heard of Santa Claus. They've never heard the story of the Son of God. And that made Alfie pause. Did that mean that they'd never know of peace on earth, or the brotherhood of man, or know how to love? Or know how to give? If they can't, no one can. You see, life is a very special kind of thing, not just for a chosen few, but for each and every living, breathing thing, not just me and you. So in your Christmas prayers this year, Alfie asked me if I'd ask you, say a prayer for the wind and the water and the wood. Those who live there, too.
It's in a wide.
December 24th, 1818, the curate of a parish in Oberndorf, Austria, Joseph Moore, gave a poem that he had written to a friend of his, Franz Gruber, who was also the choir master and organist in that church. He asked Mr. Gruber if he would write music for his poem, and that he might write it for two solo voices and guitar accompaniment, because the organ being broken, he desperately wanted music to be part of their Christmas Eve service. Mr. Gruber wrote the melody to a song which has become the most beloved of all Christmas carols, Stille Nacht, in English, Silent Night. Schlaf in himmlische Ruhe.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.